Live. We're launching into the third hour of the program, and you can bring up whatever you want. Just dial toll-free, 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
Hey, Mark. We're doing a radio show.
Yeah.
And you can bring up anything. That is the point of the program here. By the way, we did have Allison Gibbs on from the Ladies of Liberty Alliance at the beginning of the program. If you missed that interview, it'll be up later tonight at freetalklive.com. But just want to remind folks that the Ladies of Liberty calendar is available for pre-order. It's the first one ever, and we've seen kind of the promo copy of it, and it looks great. Highly recommend people head over there. And look, I'm not making money off of this. Our ads are in them, so you'll see our advertising. But more importantly, you'll get to support the brand new organization that's out there helping bring more freedom-loving ladies into this movement and helping bring them, helping them become better educators and communicators and leaders within this movement. So I'm 100% behind these ladies, and I hope you'll go over and get yourself a copy of this calendar at imlola.org. That's their website, imlola.org. We go to your calls about anything. Corby is in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Corby.
Hey, how you doing? Yesterday you had a caller, I don't remember his name, but he asked one of the best questions to ever ask a politician about, prohibition of marijuana. Was the how many police officers will you allow to be killed before you admit the war on drugs is a failure? I thought that was a great question.
It was Tom from New Hampshire. He's revealed it before, and it is a great question. I think it's something to the effect of, are you for ending the war on drugs now, or do you want to wait until, how many more cops do you want to wait until you decide that you're for it, or something like that?
Of course, he didn't get a straight answer, but that's how politicians work, right?
Right. Another thing was, Denver, you told me yesterday about the dollar, I think it was yesterday, the dollar, marijuana ticket, and I was just kind of curious if there was any, they should bottle that plan of what they did, how do you even got that on the ballot, and, the steps to make that replicate across the, the universe, because I'd be kind of curious if there was any information out there on how they did it, because, I'm here in Tampa, where do you start to even, my boss, all he needed to see me is out there with a sign saying, end prohibition today, and, there goes my job, so it's kind of a hard thing to...
I think it's going to depend on what the different rules are for the system in the state. So Colorado's ballot procedures are probably different from Florida's. So I don't know how useful of here's how we did it would be beyond just maybe here's how we, here's how we were successful at promoting the idea. Maybe kind of get their success stories as to how they managed to gather the public around in support of what they were doing. I know that down in Florida they do have the ballot initiatives. That's how some of the most asinine nonsense.
Yeah. They're not exactly ballot initiatives. They're actually
constitutional amendments.
Yeah, constitutional amendments.
But they go on the ballot. They essentially you propose. Okay, you're right, Mark. They don't have a ballot initiative process, but they do have a process to propose an amendment to the Florida Constitution, and they put that on the ballot for a vote. And it's how some of the most asinine laws in Florida government programs have come about.
Do you have to get petitions, or I guess the process is probably different, I'm sure, for every locality, but it just seems
For Florida, it'll be the same across the state, as I understand it, at least. And I don't know what the requirements are, but yes, you will have to get petitions. And I imagine to get on a state ballot, it's going to be pretty hefty, the amount of petition signatures you're going to have to get. So
your signature would be public also. That's the downside.
People may not want to be public? I'm sorry, one more time?
Their signature on the petition might be public, and nobody wants to put, yes, I'm for this, even though,
No. You'd be surprised. I've actually gathered petition signatures before. What you'll find when you're doing a petition signature gathering is that people are usually pretty open to the idea. I mean, obviously, there are going to be the old curmudgeons that just don't care, but there are a lot of people are open to the idea of just putting something on the ballot. They sort of support the concept of the process.
Uh-huh.
And so when I was petitioning, it was to get a candidate, I think, on the ballot. And basically, I was essentially approaching people and saying, you know, will you sign this petition to put this libertarian guy on the ballot?
And most people certainly want to see as many people on the ballot as possible,
right,
even if they are not going to vote for him.
Exactly, exactly. So they may have, they actually will say things like that to you, like, well, you know, I wouldn't vote for this guy, but I believe in the, you know, democracy, et cetera, et cetera. So they'll sign the petition. It's not a difficult thing to get people to sign petitions. It's a time-consuming thing. It is. It's not. It's simple, but it's not necessarily easy. In that, okay, I guess if I said it's not difficult.
A marijuana petition is slightly different than a libertarian candidate. If it was ever seen on the website, you know, no telling what would happen to your once you hand them this piece of paper saying you signed this. I'm not saying they would ever.
Well,
do
I can
it,
tell
but...
you what they'll do. They'll do their best to disqualify anything that you hand them, which is why you have to send them more than the required amount. So whatever it is that they end up saying to you,
more.
Right, a lot more, like at least 25% more, I would say, would be a safe way to go about that. Because basically, when you're one of the issues is when you're doing petitions, you cannot allow the person who is signing the petition to actually fill it out. And the reason for that is because they just can't read. And I'm
right.
not saying they actually can't read, but it's kind of like
people don't follow instructions.
Yeah.
When they're not used to when they're in an unfamiliar area doing an unfamiliar thing, they're just not going to be very good at it.
That's a great way to put it. Because these people may be very, very competent at what they do for a living, but
yeah.
when it comes to filling
they
out,
they can't find the restroom in a place that has the restroom in neon letters,
absolutely.
3 feet above the door.
I've been guilty of this too myself.
Sure, me
like,
too.
I kind of poked fun at the customers when I worked at the Big K when I was a teenager for not being able to find the restroom and that sort of thing. Because was the number one question I was asked, but there have been a few times when I have been in that same kind of clueless customer role. And so basically, you have to treat the signer of your petition as the clueless customer, and basically you have to hold their hand through it. What's your name? You write it in. What's your address? You write it in. And whatever it is the petition form is calling for, and state by state it's going to be different. So I think it's valuable that we're having this conversation just about the process of petitioning and how you know you really have to be cautious with it. So you go over all the information, you make sure you've got it right, then you have them sign it. That's the only part they need to do is actually sign the petition.
That's true.
You do not give it to them to send in.
Dear God, it's too valuable. Why would you give it to them?
Right. You handle that. You take care of as much of it as you possibly can. So then the issue really becomes, well, how many petitions do they need, and how possible is it to acquire these things? I mean, there are certain places you can go that are, you know, you're likely to get people to sign things. I went to a flea market when I was doing some petitioning. The table cost $11 for
fairs. Are also a good place.
Post
to go.
Offices can be good as long as you don't get kicked out of them.
County fair is a great idea, Nick. So wherever people are at, wherever they're looking to, wherever people are and they're spending time, that's usually a good opportunity to get them to spend a little bit of time on you and go through the petition process. But there's a
get
reason.
Get out of jail line. Where people get out of jail, stand there when they get out, and will you sign this?
If people have the right to vote in your state after they get out of
true.
Jail,
that's true.
Do they do that?
Okay, well, thanks for the call.
It depends on.
I've got a few more ideas. You're welcome to stay on the line and listen to them here about the process of petitioning. And there's a reason why they have something called paid petitioners. Is because it's pretty difficult to find people who are willing to spend the time to go out there and get these petitions. I mean, even if you have a nonstop flow of people coming by you and people are stopping every, you know, once you've got somebody in front of you, you're filling out the petition form with them and you move them along and there's someone else right there and, you know, ready to fill out the next one, there's only so many people you can get through in a certain period of time.
Sure.
If you're holding hands with these people.
And you have to hold
their hands. Their hands, because if you don't fill out the petition form correctly and you don't fill it out with the correct information, they'll disqualify it
as fast as they possibly can because they want more laws, not fewer.
They want to disqualify as many of your petitions as they possibly can for whatever reason they can. So you're very limited to the amount of petitions that you can actually get in a day's work. So it can be a grueling process if you're out in the the hot sun or in the cold or whatever, and
right.
It's not necessarily going to be an easy task, and they, you know, hey, this is the system, right? It's not easy to get these people to change, and then, you know, once you finally get the petitions gathered together, however many hundreds of thousands or dozens of thousands or whatever that that they are requiring, then you actually have to win the election. And that's a whole other step. Good luck out there.
Yes.
Thanks for the call.
It's not easy.
Toll-free number 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Maybe you've had some experience doing petitioning. You want to add in yours to this conversation. We'd love to hear from you. 800-259-9231. Or bring up anything. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Larry Janeski of Larry Janeski's Basement Systems. I've been helping homeowners all across the country get the most out of their basements for 22 years. Right now, I'm going to bat for you. You won't believe how affordable a dry, usable basement can be. Call 888-600-1113 and take advantage of the economy to get the best deal in years. Now is the best time to fix your basement and keep your hard-earned money in your own pocket. Call 888-600-1113 or visit talkbasements.com and I'll give you $500 off your full perimeter basement waterproofing system. You can use your beautiful basement today for your child's playroom, a home office, or just extra storage, and don't pay a cent until 2010. I'll stand behind our work forever with a lifetime warranty. Call 888-600-1113 or visit talkbasements.com, and I'll give you a free water watch alarm. Call 888-600-1113 or visit talkbasements.com.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our family's health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Hi, Ed Schultz here. I want to tell you about BioGreenClean.com. BioGreenClean. It is absolutely the first heavy-duty, all-natural, multi-purpose cleaner that outperforms all competitive cleaners. BioGreenClean is the product. It's tough enough to take on virtually any cleaning challenge, yet gentle enough for your baby's toys. That's right. BioGreenClean is plant-derived and contains no harmful chemicals, solvents, and no annoying fragrances. If you want spectacular and unprecedented results from a revolutionary cleaning product, look no further. BioGreenClean is the cleaning product that you've been waiting for. It's that simple. It's super, and it's easy to order. Just go to www.biogreenclean.com. That's www.biogreenclean.com. BioGreenClean.com. Try it today. You'll be glad you did. BioGreenClean. It cleans anything.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number for you to bring up anything is 1-800-259-9231. This is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And we're inviting you to our website, freetalklive.com. A lot of features are available, and they are totally free, including live streams, broadband version, dial-up version, even a webcam, all free at listen.freetalklive.com.
SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows that the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful, they record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy so that your business is handled as efficiently as possible. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's SACL CAI.
Toll-free number 800-259-9231. We are going to get to the story here, as promised, about the Associated about rather not the Associated Press, from the Associated Press, but about Kansas and how they're going to start running casinos. Actually, apparently they've been doing this. And the story is from Topeka, where in Kansas, Carrie Nation battled booze by smashing up saloons. The state school board once approved science guidelines questioning evolution, and anti-abortion leaders have made their stiffest stands, all burnishing the state's conservative credentials. Now Kansas is posed for an unlikely distinction. It's about to get into the casino business, not merely by blessing gambling and taxing the profits, but by becoming the legal owner of the casinos themselves. Kansas is believed to be the only state with such an arrangement. Now, it already has four Indian casinos, but its first non-tribal one, and I didn't realize the state was running the Indian casinos.
Does it make any sense? Shouldn't the Indians be running the Indian casino?
Maybe someone in Kansas can better explain how things work there, but maybe the Indians are
poorly
running the casino, but the state is the operator or the owner. But its first non-tribal casino is set to open in December in Dodge City, the former cowtown and setting of television's Gunsmoke. It's all because the state, known for its conservative history and vibrant right wing within its dominant Republican Party, needs the money. Lawmakers in recent months have slashed money for schools and other state services, and the current state budget relies on $50 million in casino licensing fees to remain balanced. It's terribly ironic and disappointingly so. I never dreamed that Kansas would be first to try this experiment, said House Speaker Mike O'Neill, a Hutchinson Republican who fought unsuccessfully to block the 2007 law authorizing the new casinos and slot machines at racetracks. Developers will build the casinos, install slot machines, set up tables, manage dealers, all under contract with the state lottery. They pay upfront privilege fees, $5.5 million for Dodge City and $25 million each for casinos also planned in the Kansas City and Wichita areas. State will own the games and control software determining who wins and may overrule management decisions. Contracts spell out how revenues are divided.
State controls the game. And
state will own the games. The state will own the building. They are.
And they'll decide who wins and being able to overrule management? Ooh, what does that mean?
I don't know. Just power, control.
It's a casino. They decide who wins. Decide who wins? Randomization?
I don't know what that means, Mark. I'm just telling you that it's a pretty disturbing story here, because normally when you hear a story about the state restricting gambling, they trot out all these excuses about how, well, you know, gambling, there's these addicts, and gambling is a bad thing, and we need to make sure that people stay responsible here with their gambling, so that's why we can't allow gambling. But then in some states, it's okay to allow gambling as long as they're making money from the casinos. Now they're taking it to the next level, and the state's actually operating the very operation that in many places they would claim is something that gets people hooked, gets people addicted, and is a bad, bad thing.
They operate lotteries all over the place. So, I mean, there's nothing unusual there. I think that they'll find that bricks and mortar is a little more difficult to handle than, running the numbers game. But
That's okay, Mark. They'll just, if the casino loses money,
subsidize it.
Right. Can you imagine the state running a casino that is actually losing money?
Yes.
I guess it is possible, right, to do that. But losing money. I could see how a casino could lose money in Vegas where there are casinos competing for the casino business.
Yeah.
But in Kansas, not going to be another casino anywhere nearby, and the other casinos would be run by the state. So this should be a real debacle.
Here in New Hampshire, where they run the state runs the liquor stores, that there's actually a level of subsidization that goes on in running the liquor stores.
Get out of here, really?
They say that it's a money losing proposition.
Amazing.
So yeah, I mean, if you can lose money on booze,
you can lose it on the casino.
You can lose it in the casino. Because there's still competition to the casino. Because people can still say, screw this, they're messing with the numbers, I don't like my chances of winning, the lights go out on a regular basis, the service stinks, mm-hmm. The cocktail waitresses are ugly, whatever it is that they want to say, I can go to Biloxi, I can go to Vegas, I can go to Atlantic City, I can go to Florida and go on a cruise. I can go anywhere, and I can dump my money. I don't need to do it in this crap hole. So there's still competition. It's just farther removed. And that's all a state can do.
The whole ownership thing, said a University of Kansas political scientist, always struck me a little bit squirrely. You could imagine Louisiana owning the casinos or New Jersey, but Kansas? Well, why? Why would one state bureaucracy be more likely to own a casino than another?
Well, I think what you're saying there is that supposedly Kansas is a conservative state, so the idea being that they'd be less likely to try to have the state directly run some kind of enterprise. But obviously it's not very true.
Voters imposed prohibition in 1880 in Kansas and kept it for nearly 70 years, well after the federal government repealed it. Afterward, the state constitution
conservative state.
Continued to condemn the open saloon. The state school board went back and forth on evolution during the past decade, rewriting science standards four times and making Kansas the target of international ridicule. The state has been at the center of the national debate over abortion as well. All of it would appear to make a turn toward gambling unlikely, save for the state's troubled finances. The American Gaming Association says the U.S. already has 179 commercial and 420 tribal casinos outside of Nevada, as well as 700 card rooms and 44 racetracks with slot machines. That's a lot of casinos. Where are all the addicts and the treatment clinics for them? I mean, I'm sure they exist, but clearly it's not an epidemic. David Schwartz, director for the Center of Gaming Research at the University of Nevada, notes other seemingly conservative states are awash in games of chance, like Iowa, for example. When revenue's a consideration, old-fashioned morality sometimes goes out the window, according to him. 12 other states have non-tribal casinos, and a dozen have racetracks with slots. So, the state's partnership with gaming is an old one. It's gone back a long ways. It's
just unusual there.
Kansas is blazing a new trail here in the actual state ownership. Now, not state operation necessarily, in that they're hiring someone to operate it. So it's kind of like a charter casino, isn't it? And isn't that basically how a charter school works?
Yeah.
Where the state kind of sets up the school, and then they bring in a management company to essentially operate the school?
Yeah, that's pretty much how it works. And the states, I doubt there's going to be bureaucrats involved in the day-to-day operation of the casino.
I'm sure there'll be a nice big bureaucracy that they'll have operating somewhere pushing pencils around.
But, I'm sure, but they're probably not going to be serving drinks in the casino and fixing slot machines. That will be done by contractors, but it'll be owned by the state.
So is that socialism?
I would call, yes, socialism.
State ownership of the means of production.
Toll free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. And what does a gambling casino produce? Fun?
Entertainment?
Yeah. All right, more on the way. You take control. Bring up anything. It is Free Talk Live.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Hello, this is Tom with hempusa.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At hempusa.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring us anything toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, and they include the archives. If you've missed a moment, just click download. They're yours. Front page of the site, freetalklive.com.
Uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's what the readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com get every day. Readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com are constantly provided the detailed, real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship that we have with coercive governments. FreedomsPhoenix.com offers the up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go to FreedomsPhoenix.com and sign up for their free daily dispatch.
Let's go to your phone calls. Jack, listening to WVTS in Charleston, West Virginia. Jack, you're on Free Talk Live. Good evening.
How you doing?
What's on your mind tonight, Jack?
Well, I was wanting to talk about the health care debate.
Okay.
And it seems to me that there's a little-known fact about Social Security and Medicare, which is what they are basing their government-controlled health care on.
And what is that?
During the Reagan administration, the Social Security Fund, which was a trust fund, and the Medicare Fund, which was a trust fund, was raided by the Reagan administration with IOUs to pay off government debts. That's why they're in financial trouble.
They've been doing it ever since, though, right?
That's right. And I was wanting to know which people think is better, a socialized alternative. We have choices in this country. They can choose to go to a capitalist insurance company and pay whatever they charge, or have a socialist controlled by the government, if that's what they're calling it, a healthcare system which lowers the prices.
What you've presented is a false choice, and I accept neither of your options. What you're presenting is it's either going to be the way it is now, or it's going to be the way it is as proposed, the
right.
Socialized
system. I'm for healthcare reform. I just am not for Obama's healthcare reform.
And also, it's not necessarily true that the government's going to lower any prices. In point of fact, history of looking at the way government operates shows that, well, when you put a centralized bureaucracy in control of setting prices, you get prices that are in no way concomitant to what the marketplace would actually provide. Some may be set arbitrarily low, some may be set arbitrarily high. Who knows how they'll end up setting them? But the fact is, in order to cover whatever costs aren't being covered by the prices they're setting, they have to charge taxes in order to cover the difference, and they'll have to subsidize the program. So, you know, even if you're seeing a lower price when you're actually doing something with this government program, whatever it ends up being, even if you're seeing a lower price, it's just an illusion because it's been subsidized. In the same way that the gasoline in this country is so much cheaper in this country than it is in other places, in at least one way, because it's being subsidized. You know, the gas prices here are essentially being subsidized by the U.S. military that is working on behalf of the oil company. So I don't accept your options. I would prefer, as Mark calls it, the impossible solution, which is there's a slight possibility this could happen, but not very slight. The impossible solution, hold on, let me explain it to you. The impossible solution is to get the government the hell out of healthcare entirely and allow the marketplace to provide various different options, whether that be insurance or whether it be mutual aid societies or however it would end up working, whatever different options would be out there.
Well, Social Security and Medicare was in a trust fund which invested in the stock market. I used to be a libertarian. I believed in free enterprise, laissez-faire liberalism.
Now, this is
but it is not practiced by capitalism today.
Oh, I absolutely agree, but that doesn't have anything to do with you being a libertarian or not.
Yeah, so if you were
businesses today don't, they use the government in order to prevent people from being able to enter into the marketplace and compete.
I'm curious. It's very rare that you meet somebody who claims to have once been a libertarian, but no longer, in that they've gone back toward the realm of statism. I mean, I was formerly a libertarian as well, but now I consider myself a voluntarist, which is essentially a restatement of what I originally considered libertarian to mean. So I really haven't left that camp. But you're saying you no longer believe that as a libertarian, I swore that I would not initiate force or support the initiation of force or aggression to support my beliefs and my goals for society. You're saying you do now embrace the use of force, sir?
No, I totally disagree with the use of force.
Ah, okay.
But however, libertarianism is not advancing anything in that direction. It's all gone haywire, just like every other political entity in this country.
No, I completely agree with you there. The Libertarian Party has way lost its direction. It is no longer the party of principle, and that's why I publicly resigned from it last year after I had a lifetime membership, and I had to, I called them and canceled my lifetime membership. So I completely agree with you from a political perspective. As a political party, the Libertarian Party is next to useless. It still probably brings some people to some ideas of freedom, but certainly not principled ideas of freedom, and I think that's problematic. But the libertarian movement, the pro-liberty movement, is much larger than the Libertarian Party. And the liberty movement is alive and well, thanks to principled people like, you know, Ron Paul, who's a pretty darn principled politician. Thanks to people like John Stossel, Penn and Teller, who are getting out there into mainstream media, and they're getting pro-freedom ideas put out there. Thanks to people like Nick and Toby from FreeMindsMedia.com and us here on Free Talk Live, the various different liberty-oriented media that's out there helping spread the ideas of freedom. There's a lot of life left in the liberty movement, and I would say it's healthier now than it's ever been. Just because the Libertarian Party is sick, just because they're ill and they're corrupted and they're crap, doesn't really say anything about the rest of the movement. Your thoughts, Jack?
Well, I agree with what you are saying. However, these people are not backed by corporations who are, in fact, the oligarchy that controls this country.
Who are these people? When you say these people are not backed, who do you refer to?
People like Ron Paul, people who have principles.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I agree. And so how does that mean that the state, that the government will run an efficient and useful healthcare system?
When they make it illegal for corporations to have anything to do with government.
Yeah, but when is that going to happen?
That'll never happen.
You're right about that. So we all want an impossible solution.
The reason why that can't happen is because corporations are inherently a government creation. Corporations exist because the government is out there, and it's granting corporations to people. So it's inherently mixed together. There's no way that you can separate the two. The only way to do what you're suggesting would be to eliminate the state, would be to eliminate the coercive apparatus that we know of as government, remove it from its monopoly, coercive monopoly status, and then allow these businesses to do business, not as corporations, but as human beings running a business, fully liable for the actions that that they take. Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Yes, sir? If you're still there, you can keep going.
Corporations, big businesses, make it impossible for the little guy to do any business.
Well, through the government.
Well, right. They team up.
They don't make it. It's not impossible to compete against Walmart. It's impossible to compete against Walmart on Walmart's terms, which is, you know, that the government controls what the import export rates are. That the government controls who gets an occupational license. The government controls, you know, the property taxes on which you have to pay. The landlord has to pay. The landlord has to pay that you have to pay in rent and all those other things. They make it impossible.
Thanks for the call tonight, Jack. Appreciate hearing from you in the conversation. 800-259-9231. Cash for Clunkers update coming up in your calls as well.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babkin with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it, I didn't approve it, I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
This is Alex Jones with important news. I want to warn you about a deadly storm that's fast approaching, a storm that will affect you and everybody you know. Here's the story. The current administration is committed to nationalizing healthcare, giving 40 million new people free care. Now here's the bad news. The current system will almost be immediately overwhelmed by these new demands for free services and procedures. Medicare and Medicaid are already bankrupt. Many doctors are now leaving their practices frightened by the prospect of forced procedures. All this is creating a perfect storm, which could create unimaginable shortages in the healthcare services. Folks, it's time to be prepared for the worst. Our friends at Solutions from Science have recently come up with an emergency preparedness course that reveals how you can make powerful herbal medicines in the privacy of your own home. It's called Herbal Preparations and Natural Therapies, and it's flat out the best course of its kind. I recommend you visit this important new website at makeherbalmedicines.com. That's makeherbalmedicines.com, or call toll free 877-327-0365. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about Graf Undersafes, the makers of the highest quality safes and vault doors available on the market today. Graf Undersafes are known as the Rolls-Royce of safes. Since 1968, they have operated based on their original principle, quality above all else. Whether it's a custom-fitted vault door safe, you can rest assured that your valuables will be protected. Do not buy into the illusion of security. At Graf Undersafes, security is their sole purpose. Go to grafundersafes.com today to see their entire line of amazing products available, or call 866-457-1801. Graf Undersafes are fire and burglary resistant and have a lifetime warranty. They have established an unequal reputation of quality for supplying their safes and vault doors to residential customers, commercial markets, and the jewelry industry alike. Protect the things you care about most. Go to grafundersafes.com. That's G-R-A-F-F-U-N-D-E-R safes.com. Or click on their banner at Infowars.com today. Or call 866-457-1801. That's 866-457-1801.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and FreeTalkLive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Your show, you take control of the airwaves. Even in these remaining moments, enough time for your call if you make it right now. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. If you like this show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We take that money in, reinvest it into the show, get on more radio stations around the country, expose new people to the ideas of freedom. We are talking about the Ladies of Liberty calendar at the beginning of the show tonight. You can go to iamlola.org to order your copy, and you'll see the Free Talk Live advertisement on the December page of the calendar, December 2010, and you'll see that it's featuring the Shrine of Female Listeners. But what's important to know about that is that advertisement was paid for by the Free Talk Live AMP program. You know, if we didn't have the Free Talk Live AMP program with this these hundreds of wonderful listeners contributing as little as $3 a month, I wouldn't be able to afford to buy advertising like that. I wouldn't be able to I don't make a whole lot of money necessarily outside of as far as doing radio. It's just not a really big dollar business. It's not as glamorous as people seem to think that it is.
I wish it was,
but you know, it's just not that way. So thanks to the Free Talk Live amplifiers for paying for the advertisement in the Lola calendar. Again, you can go to iamlola.org to order yourself a copy. Let's continue here and go to amp.freetalklive.com, and for as little as $3 a month, you get perks like access to the amp-only call-in lines, like Gene, the Christian anarchist in Tennessee. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Gene.
Hi, guys. I just got through talking with three really cool guys for a little bit.
Okay.
The Motorhome Diaries was in Memphis, Tennessee. Well, they're still here.
Oh, way cool.
And, yeah, so I got to meet up with those guys at Jason's Deli, and we talked for a little bit. There was a big crowd of good people there. Took some pictures and some video, and I got to sign the roof of their motorhome, and it's pretty cool. They got that thing set up pretty nice.
Yeah,
and, a nice bunch of guys. Everybody, if there's people in this area, I won't be able to do it, but they're going to be having their trial, I guess, on the 10th. Of the September?
Yeah, that's
like that.
Down in Mississippi. Jones County, Mississippi, is where their trial is. They were arrested.
Mississippi.
What's that?
It's in Podunk, Mississippi.
Correct. Jones County, which is actually ironically called the Free State of Jones. And so they were driving through Jones County on their journey, which they're driving all around the country, basically getting together with liberty-oriented people like yourself, Gene, and enjoying camaraderie and talking, socializing, planning, doing all kinds of fun stuff. And as they were driving through Jones County, they were pulled over because, you know, they're driving a big motorhome and they're young people and cops like to harass young people. So they figured the cops probably were thinking they'd stumbled onto a bunch of guys with a bunch of pot somewhere stashed or some sort of drug, you know, some kind of drug couriers, basically. And so they stopped them and they arrested them for a bunch of nonsense, just a bunch of trumped up crap, because basically they pulled out a video camera and it started recording the police, and the police didn't like that very much, took them into a jail cell. And then the activists really got on the ball and sent down money. We, as I mentioned earlier, we had Allison Gibbs on from the Ladies of Liberty Alliance, and she was kind of the point man, if you will, or the point woman. And she kind of came down there. She made a point of flying down there so she could collect this money together that was coming from people and bail the guys out of jail. They are now indeed facing a trial, and so it'll be interesting to see how that turns out at motorhomediaries.com. I'm sure they'll keep the site up to date, and I'm sure they'll be letting us know because we hear from them from time to time as they're on and about their travels, and it's been an interesting experience so far, especially when they've tried to cross the border, which has not been very successful for them. So, Gene, you got to meet them tonight.
Yes, and I was going to say that if there's any people that live down in this area that have the time and can drive 5 hours, I can't do it, but I wish I could. You could go down and give them some moral support during their trial phase, and I think that would be a very interesting thing to participate in. And hopefully you could get a bunch of people who wouldn't stand up when the judge came in the room and just really rile them up down there.
But, yeah, they would not. Yeah, they certainly are not used to that anywhere else but here in Keene, New Hampshire, people not standing for judges. And I think it should happen more often in other places because they aren't better than you. They're just they're just men in robes. That's all they are.
Yeah. So we had some fun. I took I got a picture of my Ron Paul mobile next to their motorhome diary. And also I wore my V outfit. So we got some pictures with V and Motorhome Diary crew.
It's, awesome.
It's pretty good.
Your vehicle's still decked out with the Ron Paul paraphernalia?
Oh, I'm adding more stuff to it. Now I got Ron Paul was right on the side of it. And
I finally pulled the Ron Paul bumper sticker off my car.
I
got rid of the Ron Paul 2008, but I added some other stuff.
Yep.
Gene, thanks for calling in tonight. Any other thoughts in your mind?
Oh, that's all. I just wanted to update people on the Motorhome Diaries.
All right. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. Thanks for the call. Those guys will love the Motorhome Diaries, guys. They're out there doing some really great work, and they're bringing people together. I think that's one of the most important things that that they've been doing is they've been giving people an excuse to get together and socialize. Maybe they were already doing that where they were anyway, but giving them giving new people the excuse to come out and meet other new people, I think, is a good idea, because you can't just meet the right people by going to the same meeting. And what I mean by that is if you're going to the Libertarian Party meeting, you know, you're going to meet the same 5 or 10 people over and over again.
Yeah.
If you're going to the Ron Paul meetup groups, you're going to basically be encountering the same crew. But if Motorhome Diaries comes through, they might be pulling people from the Libertarian Party. They might be pulling people from the Ron Paul meetup group. They might be pulling people like Gene, who wouldn't go to either one of those sorts of events, who would just be just kind of liberty-oriented people waiting for the opportunity to do something exciting. Bring those people together. And when you bring like-minded, liberty-oriented people together, the ideas start flying. And, you're brainstorming, and things will happen that otherwise would not have occurred. So I think it's a real positive thing. And they're highlighting, as they're going around the country, they're highlighting different activism that's happening around the country, kind of inside a lot of inside the system things. They've made various different videos of their interviews of these different activists and what they're doing. And it's been a real look inside the liberty movement from a traveler's perspective, and it's great. Motorhomediaries.com. Can't recommend it highly enough. So, quick story here, an update on the Cash for Clunkers program. As you know, of course, the federal government has been offering people thousands of dollars credit on the purchase of a brand new vehicle if they bring in their so-called clunker, which is something that's, you know, kind of on the way out or worth less than $3,000, basically. And the program has been, well, a success in that a lot of people decided to go ahead and take advantage of it, but a failure in the fact that it was operated by the government, and so inevitably everything that the government does has to fail. Certainly does not meet its goals, and that's what happened here. It went way over budget. They had to extend it, double the budget or whatever, and
put more money in.
Yeah, but that's not where the botching of it ends. Chicago's CBS News reports $2.878 billion, that's how much money the government owes car dealers for the Cash for Clunkers program. Where's that money come from, that $2.8 billion?
Out of people's pockets.
That's right, you and I. So we're subsidizing the car companies at this point and these new car buyers. More than $200 million of that is owed to dealers in Illinois and Indiana, which is where those stories from. So CBS2's Mel Martinez, or Mae Martinez, checked in with them and to see how much they've collected from Uncle Sam. Now that the popular program has ended, many dealerships are asking the federal government to show me the money. According to the Hyundai dealer in Edelson, out of 142 deals they owe us for, we've gotten paid on... Go ahead.
Zero.
142.
142. Zero.
Seven.
Okay.
Carm Scarpace from Westfield Ford says, we've had 102 cash for clunkers. We've been paid for... Come on.
Zero.
One.
Okay, great.
With each cash for clunkers deal worth between $3,500 and $4,500, many dealerships are anxiously awaiting their government payday. Some, like Advantage Chevrolet, which sold cars up to the last minute, have more than $500,000 on the line. The dealer there says his dealership sold 142 cars under the program. So far, the dealership's only been paid $68,000 of $568,000 that they are owed for about 17 of the 142 deals, which means Uncle Sam still owes them about $500,000. He says it's not crippling, but it definitely affects the cash flow on a regular basis. He says his dealership can handle the cash crunch, but others may not be as lucky, especially if they didn't follow the government's strict guidelines for the programs. Says we know of one dealer that sold 40 cars under the Cash for Clunkers program, and out of those 40 cars, he's expecting to get paid on 8. You're nervous when the money's out there, but you've got to believe in the government, he said. It should come back to us, but what are you going to do if it doesn't?
Yeah, I feel so bad for these car dealerships and how slow their welfare money's coming to them.
Well, they thought they could trust the state, and that's what you get when you do a deal with the devil, basically. Spinning in here with you.
Yeah, Nick.
And Mark.
See you tomorrow night, freetalklive.com.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.